Dr. Olivero is dictating for May the 6th of 2024. The first patient is Mrs. Sandra Keller. The last name is K-E-E-L, like in Lima, E-R. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease and arterial hypertension. This chronic kidney disease has been very stable. Most likely situation that is related to the hypertension that she has, along with a significant overweight that at one time the patient had, and she has a history of hyperlipidemia, gout. All those are contributory factors for nephrosclerosis. Besides, the patient has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Today, we have a laboratory workup that result that was on April the 23rd, May the 3rd, 2024, in which the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 14, the estimated GFR is 53. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is just 236 milligrams per gram of creatinine. For that reason, we are going to continue the same approach. Number two, today the patient has a blood pressure of 97 over 60, which is significantly reduced compared to the prior determinations. The reason is that the patient has continued to lose weight. She is down from 214 pounds to 205 pounds. She continues to take the carbaryl 25 BID in combination with nifedipine 90 milligrams. I explained to her the reason for a close follow-up of this blood pressure. The fact that she has been losing weight and has been treated with obstructive sleep apnea has made a total difference, and we have to adjust the medication. The request to get a blood pressure log for at least 2 weeks is made. The patient is going to bring it back to the office, and we will adjust the medication accordingly. Following number obesity that has improved significantly, the patient is down to 205 pounds. She will continue to lose weight according to what she is expressing. Period. Following number. The patient has a sleep apnea test, and a C-pipe titration study was necessary because the patient was desaturating and not having enough REM. The titration study, the recommended pressure was 15 centimeters. That is going to contribute to more REMs and avoid the desaturation. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is without the compensation. Following number is the history of gout. The patient is taking the allopurinol. The uric acid is 5.7. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The hyperlipidemia is under the good control. Cholesterol 164, triglycerides 89, HDL 69, LDL 79. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without symptoms. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation with an adequate level of vitamin D of 49. Patient is much better. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.